live. It's the Morning Show with Harvey T. on Community Radio, KEDU.
Top of the morning to you. Great to have you along here on the Morning Show here on the Dove 102.3 FM and on the web at KEDU.us.
Born in the grip of oppression, I fought for my liberty. I paid with the blood of my people. Freedom has never been free. Now my door's always open to dreamers and friends. When I'm attacked, I protect and defend. Because my name
His name is Todd Allen here, indeed. Todd joins us live from Florida this morning. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing great. How are you doing, buddy?
Hey, I am great. You know, I just every time I hear that great song, I see another American from another walk of life. And this morning, I just saw a soldier on his knee, just getting ready to stand up, put his helmet back on, and go to the duty of defending America. I don't know. You know, I get these epiphanies every now and again, Todd. I can't even imagine how you're feeling to start out 2012 with the number one song. Congratulations.
Oh, I appreciate it, Harvey. That is, I tell you, we were actually on the bus doing a road trip up in Georgia on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And we got the email on late Thursday night when the chart comes out. They don't post it till Friday to the public. But we got from our radio promoter out of Nashville, a big congratulations, you hit the top. And we were on our bus, and the whole band was just high-fiving and just, you know, thinking, wow, what a great way to start the start a new year and going into such a political year that's maybe one of the most important years in our country's history. And to start that year off with a number one hit with a song called My Name is America, you know, hopefully those are just good things for our whole country to come.
You know, my wish and my prayer is the same thing, Todd. You know, in 2012, so far, has started with a pretty big bang and a lot of positive things happening. And this country needs it. You know, the last 4 years have been a tough road to hoe. It's been tough for a while, ever since 9/11, really. You know, and trying to work our way back and... You know, it's a tough road to hoe every day to try to treat everybody like they're your neighbor, and we got to find a way to do that. And this song, you know, does a lot to bridge in the gap, and it pulls on those heartstrings that like nothing else.
Well, we look at this song as not really Republican or Democrat. We look at it as pride in America, and you know, people have gotten away from that, and whether they meant to or not, it really doesn't matter, but that's exactly what has happened. We've just gotten away from being in love with our country and our values, and it's just, I think people are seeing that it's time to get back to that, get back to that neighborly love and love in our country and taking pride in it. And so I hope this song strikes a chord with a lot of people. It seems like it has, or it wouldn't be where it's at, but hopefully it just hits home with people about their country.
You know, in this day and age of social mediums, you make it incredibly easy for folks to get a copy of this. I mean, obviously you got a gazillion CDs, but they can get MP3 downloads for their phone and for their iPods or their other devices or MP3 players. It's relatively easy, folks. All you have to do is go to toddallenshow.com, toddallenshow.com, and there's links to everything else there. Todd, I don't know. You know, when I got your email and I got Kurt Arning's email as well. I mean, the songwriter. The press release was just when I saw the byline, I was just because I knew it was at number three, and so you didn't even it jumped from number three to number one. It's just poof.
Yeah, that shocked us too. I thought, well, maybe we'll start the year at number two, and because we were actually number three for about 3 weeks, but one of the reasons for that is that they don't chart during the holidays because a lot of radio stations play Christmas songs, and it just isn't a true chart then, so they wait till after the holidays, and I thought, well, we'll go to number two, and then if they really like it, we'll make number one. And we jumped right over number two and went to number one. I feel bad for the number two spot person, but I'm grateful on our side of it that we went. And I talked to Kurt yesterday. You mentioned him, the songwriter, and we were congratulating each other over the phone. He's in Minnesota, and of course I'm in Florida, and we kind of met halfway in Nashville. I've never met him face to face, but he went to Nashville with a song, and I went to Nashville to record it. And so we're working out a kind of a celebration party, and maybe flying him down here to Florida and being part of that, and so we're just all really excited. But we're excited about our song, but we're excited that the country is embracing an American song. That's what really excites us.
That, you know, and that says a lot, Todd. In this day and age, it says a lot. It's you don't have to worry about the lyrics. You don't have to worry about what's in there. It's all good, and it's all American, and that's what it's about. It's about walking on this great earth here in the United States of America every day, and it talks about, it talks about us. It talks about our history. It talks about our pride and integrity and the love for country. And it's just it has everything, and you guys do a great job. And I got to tell you, I like both versions, but, I've come to like the anthem version, because I tell you, those female singers, when they answer you, it does something to me, and hearing those voices in there, it had to wear on me for a while, and because I like both of them so much. But this morning I finally decided, when it was rolling, that I love those female voices coming in there, and it's just, I'm a live guy anyway. I like waking up and taking on oxygen and nourishment every day, but I love the extra voices in there, and I don't know. Which one do you like the best?
Well, what we did is we recorded the country version first.
Right.
And when we performed it live, we had the voices in it. And we took the that version and put it on a demo CD, so to speak, and handed it to a bunch of our friends. And they said, what do you think? What do you think? Of course, I was all excited about it because it had that thumping modern country bottom kick, and
sure.
And everybody that listened to it said, well, it's really, really good, we really like it, but boy, we sure missed the voices. So I said, you know what, let's go back and let's do it with the voices and make it more of an anthem feel. And so we went and did that and brought it out, and I can watch through our radio promoter, they send us a graphic of who's playing what, which version. So we went ahead and put both versions out. And believe it or not, they're running about neck and neck, but the anthem version is outrunning the country version as far as getting the airplay, which one they like better. And so that tells me I'm so glad we were smart enough to go back and go do that other version with the voices. So
they do make a difference, Todd, and, here in the crowd, too. Here in the crowd, mm-hmm. and knowing how excited it is, I mean, that's the great thing, and that's the wonderful thing. When you guys that really like to perform live, you really love the stage, you like to get out there, and the people that do make a difference, it's a whole different level of intensity, and it shows, Todd.
Oh, it's just a whole different ballgame. I'm actually sitting in my office, and I'm looking at the computer, and somebody just sent an email, will this song be available on karaoke or accompaniment version anytime soon? So I don't know who it is and where they're even from, but that's you know, it's neat to have people asking for it. There was a we did a show Saturday night in a town called Hawkinsville, Georgia, about 500-seat opera house where Marty Stewart was just there, and Gene Watson was there, and so I was, well, it was a sellout show, and which made me feel good, but a guy that played in a band, just a local band, came up and said, can I get a copy of that? I'm going to have my band learn that. We played a lot of American Legions and VFWs, and we're going to start doing this song. And I thought, man, how cool is that? I never thought I'd ever have a song where another band was going to be playing it. You know, that's stuff I do, not what stuff people does with my stuff. So just good stuff. And you know, it's, you thank the good Lord for giving you the opportunity, and you just hope you do the right stuff with it.
Coming up this weekend, you're going to be at Breakers, right?
Yeah, beautiful place. It's like a Las Vegas showroom. It's three-tier. The stage is hydraulic, comes up out of the floor, and it's a dinner theater that the wall that faces the ocean is all glass. So when you go for dinner, you're looking at the ocean the whole time. And then as it gets dark and the stage comes up out of the floor and all the lights and PA, and then you've got a show.
Wow, that's great. Also, you know, I see the guys from Gulf World on the big ad on television all the time with the BP promotion. And so every time I see it, it reminds me of you and you guys playing down there. And so the whole schedule, folks, if you want to catch up with him. I know also you're going to be at the Florida Freedom Rally in Jacksonville on the 19th, right?
Yeah, that's going to be at the Omni Hotel on the 19th in Jacksonville, and man, that's going to be powerful. We've got Don Aris is a Fox affiliate who up in New York. He's coming to speak, but his brother was a firefighter that died in one of the towers when they collapsed.
Oh, man.
And he'll be there to speak. Talk radio show syndicated throughout the whole state of Florida. Bernie Thompson will be there, and of course we'll be there putting on all of the entertainment. But there's a couple other guest speakers coming that I'm not even sure who they are, but that's going to be a great Freedom Rally. We're really excited about that.
Folks, if any of you are interested on there, you can find more information about it at myfloridaradio.com. It's going to be at the Omni Hotel in Jacksonville's Riverwalk. And Todd's going to be there performing, and there's going to be a lot of great speakers there. So you might, if you're looking for a road trip, that might be something to think about. It kind of caught my eye, Todd. I don't know. Maybe we ought to try to rendezvous down there. And
well, I'll tell you what, Harvey, we've got some great things we're working on in the future. And you know what? I can just see you in a big old red, white, and blue bus going around the country.
You're kind of giving the secrets away, Todd.
Well, I'm not giving secrets away. I'm just giving something to nibble on.
Yeah, there you go. Well, it is true. And, you know, with the folks from America Day and our hope that America Day Radio rolls out here shortly, we're looking at some great things. And Todd is certainly vitally involved in all of this, and Lloyd Marcus. And there's a whole host of people that there's some folks getting together that are really wanting to bring America to your doorstep. We want you to get on the bus. We want you to get on the van, get on the train, and start celebrating. Making it America Day the first Saturday of every month, folks. And that goes along with the. I'd be remiss if I didn't bring up the America Day calendar. You can get a copy on Todd's website. You can find one on the KDU website, and they're just great. And it's really super to look across the control room here, Todd, and see that big old calendar up there. And I want you to know, it is a six-penny nail sunk into the wall to hold that big dude up there.
Those are great calendars, aren't they? I've got mine right here. I'm looking at mine, too. And that American Pride Calendar Company has just put out the best calendar I've ever seen, felt. It's a history book along with a calendar. That's what's cool about it.
Well, there's only 12 months, but there's 50 pages of calendar. You know, that's the cool thing about it. And there's some things in there I definitely didn't know. But I tell you what, I like the mouse story. The mouse story is so poignant. And folks, we get your curiosity up. I've told it one time on the radio. But if you want to read or hear about it, you got to get a calendar. Just get it, or you come in, come over to the studio and look at mine. I guess I don't know. Todd, I tell you, it is really great to talk to you, and I'm just elated that your song is number one. And congratulations to you, to the band, and Kurt, and everybody that you know. And I'm still struck by your comments from the last rally down in Florida, when you were at the dinner show and folks are eating and talking. Would you relate that story to the listeners just one more time, when you guys came out and started playing My Name is America? Can you tell me what happened?
You know, they had a bunch of speakers and some different entertainment, and we sort of just fell in the mix of it, and we were happy to be there, don't get me wrong, but we really weren't the highlight of anything, but people were sitting and having dinner, and they were talking. There was 1,000 people in this big convention hall, and I gave my little speech about how if the Statue of Liberty could speak, she might say this, and we took off on this song, and before long, as we're going, I'm watching the forks and knives and spoons go down, and the head's starting to turn, and we got into that first chorus line of My Name is America, I Stand Proud and Free, and before long, nobody was eating, nobody was talking, they were on their feet, and I looked down, and I saw grown men, wiping tears out of their eyes, and I said, man, this is just unbelievable, and it was just a moment that you wish you could live in forever, because it just felt so good. And it wasn't that it was so much me, it was just the feeling of the song and the Americana, and you could just see the pride of the people standing up going, and it was just a great moment that you wish you could live your whole life, but it really was good.
Well, you know, those kind of moments you always want to bottle up, but the great thing about it is you get to recreate that moment on the road, all these different places, and making a change all across the great country. And that's what it's about, is taking it out there and laying it on them. And, you know, sometimes there's just one way to do it. Just do it, you know.
Well, I'm ready to do it in New Mexico.
Hey,
I'm ready to come out the road to Rodoso, and let's put on a big concert and just, of course, I don't want to do it now. I just heard you got snow.
that wouldn't a little thing like that wouldn't stop you, would it?
No, that would stop me. I'd get in a heartbeat.
Yeah, but what is the temperature down there? About 67 now, and you're looking at the ocean, isn't it?
Yeah, it's supposed to get up to about 75, but we got a little front coming through. It's going to cool down for a few days into the mid-60s, I believe.
But it has to be tough. That has to be tough, Todd, I'll tell you.
It's brutal, Harv. It's brutal.
It's 15 above with a chill factor here right now, man. So
I hate it for you.
Well, I know it. I know you do. Well, listen, congratulations to much success, and I'll be in touch here in a day or so, and we'll talk about the rest of the month and what's going on. Hopefully, we'll have some more good news for the folks out there on the very short end of the table here, we're hoping for. So anyway, Todd Allen Herendeen. Todd Allen Herendeen from where are you at this morning, Todd? You have to tell me where your hometown is. Where your home?
Panama City Beach, Florida.
Man,
which is in the panhandle of Florida, right on the Gulf of Mexico. We have all white sand and emerald water, bluish green, clean, crystal clear.
How far are you from Jacksonville?
It's straight east of me, about 4.5 hours to the Atlantic Ocean.
Hmm. Okay. About 4.5 hours. Well,
yep.
How about that? Well, listen, my friend, God bless, and congratulations on this number one, and look forward to a lot more success and getting to put the eye and the handshake on you pretty soon, my friend.
Okay, buddy, I appreciate you. I appreciate all your listeners and for accepting our song out in your area. And one day we'll just come out there and do a show.
That sounds like a deal. Todd Allen Herendeen, one of these days in Ruidoso, New Mexico. Todd, God bless you and your family and the band. Take care. Talk to you soon.
Okay, buddy.